I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. Harvey Milk was a politician and the first openly gay man to be elected in the San Francisco office of Board of Supervisors. He only served 11 months in office, but they were very effective. Harvey Milk was also an activist who fought for gay rights and, during his tenure, sponsored a bill which banned discrimination against people in the workplace based upon sexual orientation. Although he's not alive today, what he stood for and the symbol he represents very much is. And of course, with such a symbol, there's bound to be a movie about him. Milk, a biopic about Harvey starring Sean Penn and directed by Gus Van Sant, came out in 2008 to immense awards and acclaim. Milk itself is a good movie, if a bit cookie-cutter and dramatized, but other than that, it's very well made. But I don't want to talk about Milk today. I want to talk about the film that would help in its research. The Times of Harvey Milk is a 1984 documentary film directed by Joe Epstein and narrated by Harvey Fierstein. So far on the show, I haven't talked about documentaries, and the reason behind that is, one, this whole show could be just about documentaries, that's what many people haven't seen, and two, it's hard to really describe why a film is good when it's primarily done with interviews and archive footage. But I wanted to make an exception to this because I wanted to do at least one film to focus on the seriousness of this movement. And who better to do it with than with Harvey Milk? And with documentaries now on the table, I intend to do more down the road. I can already tell you that Paris is Burning and The Death and Life of Marsha P. Johnson are ones that are coming up. And I'm greatly looking forward to those. But first, let's talk about Harvey Milk. The film chronicles the life of Harvey Milk, mainly from his campaign and eventual establishment as the supervisor of the Castro neighborhood, dubbing himself the mayor of Castro Street, to his death. It really gets into the meat of the political activism that Harvey was a part of, much more than the biopic did, but also combines it with accounts from people who felt liberated by his words, and people who knew him personally. It's here when the film really tugs at the heartstrings. Hearing the interviews of not only the people who knew him, but those who were inspired by him, really shows how good of a person he was. It also helps that the footage used was actual archival footage from the campaigns, debates, and candid news reports. No recreations through lookalikes, no cheap gimmicks, just Harvey Milk, as he is, being the person that he is, and inspiring the people who listened. And the film does make you wonder that if Harvey Milk hadn't been killed, what would have happened next? Would gay marriage rights have come sooner than they actually did? Would the AIDS crisis have been discussed earlier and saved countless lives? I could go on and on about what people did and didn't do for the LGBTQ community in the 70s and 80s, but the point that I want to bring up is that people like Harvey Milk are the ones who should be celebrated for their achievements. Not the pundits who agreed to pass a bill or announced it to the public, but the ones who are in the streets, fighting for what they know is right. They're the real heroes. Harvey Milk, along with supporter and mayor of San Francisco, George Moscone, were both assassinated by former supervisor Dan White on November 27, 1978. White would be convicted of manslaughter, citing an overabundance of junk food as the reason for his behavior, and received 7 years in prison. The minimum amount of time one can serve for the crime. When Harvey died, a candlelight vigil was held in the streets of San Francisco, with what can only be described as lights as far as the eye could see. An icon in life and in death, Harvey Milk's attitude towards LGBTQ rights can still be felt today, and if you're looking to learn more about the man and what he fought for, watch The Times of Harvey Milk. It's a really good film. It would go on to win Best Documentary at the Oscars in 1985 and receive the Special Jury Prize at the first ever Sundance Film Festival. The film's currently available to stream on Max. You can purchase it digitally on iTunes and Amazon, or you can buy a physical copy at Criterion.com with some unseen footage inside from the home video company, the Criterion Collection, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.